From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. Missouri Governor-elect Eric Greitens is pledging to enact sweeping ethics changes in Jefferson City. Jason Rosenbaum reports that some Republican lawmakers are optimistic the new governor can break a legislative logjam.
Greitens wants to ban lobbyists from providing elected officials with free meals, travel, and entertainment. He also wants to extend a waiting period before legislators can become lobbyists. These proposals haven't been able to pass the Missouri General Assembly, but Senator-elect Caleb Rowden of Columbia says Greitens' win could give these ideas increased momentum.
The nature of this campaign, you know, being an outsider year, I think he said what a lot of people were feeling. And, you know, me being the guy that's pushed ethics reform for now two going on 3 years, I think some of the things that he said are not completely inaccurate.
Greitens has also pushed for term limits for statewide officials, a proposal that would likely require a statewide vote. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri lawmakers are taking stock of Greitens' impact on public policy. Greitens will enter office with more of his fellow Republicans in the legislature than any other GOP chief executive in Missouri history. Democratic Senator Gina Walsh says the next 4 years could be challenging for her fellow Democrats. But the Bell Fountain Neighbors Democrat is willing to give the new governor a chance.
You know, this is a governor that's new to everybody, Republicans and Democrats. He's an outsider, and I am and my caucus, we're going to move forward, and we are going to look for places to work together, and we hope that that's possible.
Greitens will be sworn into office early next year. Missouri campaign donors say a newly approved state constitutional amendment to cap campaign contributions won't keep money out of politics. The measure, approved by 70% of voters, caps donations to candidates at $2,600 and donations to political parties at $25,000 per election. A spokesman for donor Rex Sinkfield says the amendment will actually empower large donors. Spokesman Travis H. Brown says it will be more difficult to track the source of donations. He says contributors can anonymously give unlimited amounts to certain nonprofit committees. Those committees can then pass the money on to others, which can spend it on ads and political outreach. He says donors can create an unlimited number of PACs, or political action committees. Each PAC can give the maximum amount to candidates and essentially avoid contribution limits through those loopholes. University of Missouri officials say that average attendance at home football games this season will be the lowest since 2002, barring an unexpected rebound for the last two games. Associate Athletic Director Chad Moeller says the attendance has suffered because of a lack of winning. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the smallest crowd this season was about 50,200 on October 29th. The largest crowd for the season was a little over 57,000. A sold-out crowd is 71,168, last achieved in 2014. The university's athletic program knew attendance would be off before the season began because it sold a little over 8,200 fewer season tickets for 2016 compared to 2015. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News.